Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world, wide web. Hello, dolls. Hello, gents. Thank you for all those that are listening in from all of our broadcast stations, listening in from iTunes and from our mobile app and all of our live streaming locations. Hey, Facebook Live. Hey, Periscope. Hey, Twitter. Hey, YouTube and all of that. We are so excited that you have picked this show to listen to. Listen, you know the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and I have a guest that's hanging out with me in the virtual studio that I'm bringing up to the mic in a moment that's going to do just that. Big shout out, and want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by Mitchell Productions Web Design. Come on, let's create something amazing. Jump over to charvettemitchell.com for all the details there. So go ahead, share this out with a friend, share the link, say, hey, you need to check out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hello and welcome to those also that are on the phone lines. We see you. And hello to my sister. Hey, KLR, I recognize your number. Good to have you here. So we're jumping on in this amazing segment. I have a dynamic young lady that's coming up to the mic in a moment, Carrie Conley. She is a speaker, an author, and a vision expert. Hashtag do it on purpose. She has helped and coached and mentored people for over 25 years. Definitely known as an expert in helping people create a clear, concise vision for their lives and their businesses. She's been featured on a number of media outlets and local radio and talk shows and video shows and all that good stuff. You've seen her, you may have heard of her, and a brand new book and an author as well, Vision is Victory, and we are excited to have Carrie Conley with us, coming up to the mic right now. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We are glad to have you in the virtual studio with us today.
I'm excited to be here with you, and I love your energy, Charvette, and I especially love that you called me young lady.
Yes. I love it. I love that I was able to, you know, connect and you know, look at all of the amazing things that you're doing. You know, I snuck over to your Instagram. I looked at your Facebook, looked at your website, and there was something that you said on the stage somewhere that really I wanted to actually even start there, because sometimes I think we need a jolt. We need something. And you said in response to someone saying, hey, you know, if I coach or work with you, are you going to kick me in the butt? I need somebody to kick me in the butt every week. And you said something amazing. You said, if you can't kick your own self in the butt, your vision is not big enough. Talk to us about vision and kind of that statement.
Yes, you know, so a lot of people always look to the outside factors, Charvette, that's either not motivating them or are motivating them. They can't intrinsically find it. And the reason for that is because they have not sat down and gone within themselves to uncover what their big, big vision and purpose is for life. And, you know, those motivational things come and go, right? We go to conferences for a couple days, we feel really good, really up, and then we leave, and, you know, 2 days later, we're still where we are at. You know, we download podcasts, we read books, but if we aren't internally motivated by our own vision and our purpose, you know, we're pretty inconsistent as humans, right? So that's why I tell people, if you are inconsistent and you need outside motivators, your vision is not big enough.
My goodness. And you know what? You can take a horse to the water. You can throw the horse in the water, but you cannot make the horse drink the water. I'm posting that on Facebook later, you guys. I'm posting that on Facebook later. And so how did you get into this space of helping people with, like, this is so big and this is so important, the vision piece? How did you get into this space?
Well, you know, when I was 26 years old, which, again, this was over 25 years ago, I was really not happy with the whole climbing the career ladder corporate thing like everybody else was. And this was the late 80s, and that's what you did then, right? So I, with the encouragement of my first mentor, I took a day off of work and sat with a legal pad of paper, because again, this was the 80s, right? And I just started writing in detail every aspect of my life, Charvette, and what I wanted it to look like, as if I could wave a magic wand. And I wrote things around the kind of person I wanted to be, you know, the relationship I wanted to have with my husband, what kind of mom I wanted to be, where we were living, where we were traveling. And then I noodled some ideas around being an entrepreneur and, you know, several different ideas on a sheet of paper. And one of the things that popped up, don't know where it came from, is that I wanted to someday be a speaker on vision building and goal setting. And I believe what happened that day, Charvette, is because I went inside. I was collaborating with the universe, with God, whatever you want to call it, to be shown, you know, here's what your life will look like if you follow this path. And so I started following it, and it worked. And so I just started teaching it to other people. So it just kind of unfolded over many, many years.
And you are now, you're walking in what you wrote down, you're walking in what you mapped out. You're a speaker, you're an author, you're a vision expert. It manifested.
Correct.
And so, yeah, there was something else that you said that I thought, I just said, we've got to talk about this on air. And you said that your why, so a lot of times people are, you know, struggling, or they're kind of thinking about their why, or they kind of think they have a why, but you said your why is like air to breathe. Your why has to be like you need it to breathe. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, again, it goes back to, you know, how big is your vision? You know, most people think they have a vision, but I test them a lot on that. And some of the tests I ask them is, you know, are you able to stay consistent every day with whatever goal you're working on? Most people are very inconsistent, which is a clue. Are you able to stay focused? Focus is a very big problem in our country right now. Are you able to get back up, you know, when you've been knocked down? And so those are all revealing factors to me that the vision is not big enough, because if you have the why that makes you cry, like air to breathe kind of thing, you may go down for a day, but you don't stay down for long. And that's why I tell people, you know, if you are inconsistent, there's a clue that you need to go back to the drawing board and make that vision a whole lot bigger. And another clue is it's got to be something that is beyond you, because we'll quit on ourselves all day long. But if we're attached to, let's say, doing this for our family, doing this for our, you know, our charities that we're involved in, our churches, our communities, whatever, you know, we won't quit on that, right? So I've always attached it to something way bigger than me so that I wouldn't quit.
All right. Hashtag do it on purpose, which is a hashtag that definitely is attributed to you, because you have really a movement. You have the do it on purpose movement. And so how can people be involved with that?
Yeah, so I started this at the beginning of the year, actually. I was feeling very, very led that it was time for me to really start creating a movement. Specifically, I'm focused on young adults right now to help them create their vision and their purpose, because most of them will honestly tell you that they, number one, had no idea that they had a need, needed to have a written vision for their life, let alone knowing what their purpose is. And so we've got a lot of epidemics happening because of that, and I want to create a movement to really help that generation become very purpose-filled, so that when they start having children, they will trickle that down, right? So, yeah, so bought the domain for Do It On Purpose and started creating a movement, and now I'm creating a platform, Charvette, for young adults that are going to start coming to work, into work with me in a group setting starting late fall. And so I'm going to start putting that up on my website in the next couple weeks so I can start working with them.
All right. A movement, ladies and gentlemen, a movement. And if you just tuned in, hey, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting it up here with Carrie Connolly, speaker, author, and vision expert, hashtag do it on purpose. And so, Carrie, I love that you are helping people in this space, and you're able, you have the movement that's kind of geared towards the young adults, but you have a lot of business women and men and entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and so why is it so important in that space as well?
Yeah, so when I started doing this officially as a speaker in 2012, organically, I attracted a lot of women, and organically what happened, because I was an entrepreneur, I ended up working with a lot of them, specifically on first knowing why you have to have a very crystal clear vision so that you can map a money-making business plan. Because most of the entrepreneurs that I meet, Charvette, are what I call busy and broke. Mm-hmm. They're running really
yeah.
expensive hobbies. Really expensive hobbies, right? So yeah, I end up working, first and foremost, they've got to get their vision written, and I have a whole exercise that does that. And my Vision is Victory book that you mentioned is a workbook that helps people get it in writing, because most people don't know how. But once they get their vision written, then it's so much easier for us to take a look at the path that they're creating for their life and make better business decisions with the choices of which business to go into, what things to do at the right time frame in their business model. You know, so many of them just guess at it. So that's why vision is so, so important for people who are running a business.
And, you know, even what collaborations to have, what customers,
yes.
the service base, what customers to even take, you know,
yes.
it's so tied to all of that. And it's so so interesting you said, you know, money-making business plan. I was talking to a customer one day, and she had launched something, so she said, well, it's not really about the money. I'm glad about, you know, such X, Y, Z. I said, no,
mm-hmm.
it is about the money.
Yes,
no,
it
let's
is.
Be clear. This is about the money.
Yes. Right.
So
I've
wonderful.
Had many conversations with the people that I've – sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no, go right ahead.
I've had many conversations with the people that I've coached, Charvette, where we've come to that fork in the road where they're not bringing the money in. And I finally just had to say to them, okay, look, you're either running a ministry or you're running a money-making business. Neither one is right or wrong. You choose, and I don't care. But there is a difference. So – we do help
Absolutely.
People, but yeah, we gotta put money in the bank first.
Absolutely, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. Which ties into an Instagram post you did recently as well, where you posed the question to us. You posed the question, are you thriving or just surviving? Are you thriving
right.
or just surviving? And do you think people are confused with, like, what's the difference between thriving and surviving? Help us out here.
I think most people would wholeheartedly agree that they are just getting day-by-day survival, right? They aren't mm-hmm. they aren't stepping into their zone of genius, their purpose, and they know it because they can feel it gnawing at them a little bit every day, which is exhausting. And so, yeah, I think at the end of the day, most people humbly will say, not happily, but humbly will say, yeah, I'm just surviving. I'm just getting through the busyness and raising my family and going to the job and paying the bills. And that's very sad to me.
Yeah, and which really ties back to that vision, the vision
mm-hmm.
piece. I think it's really, we got to tie that back. And so what we're going to do is take just a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to hear more about a new book, you and your daughter, co-author,
mm-hmm.
contributing on together. I want to hear more about that. And so, listeners, we're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. Don't you move.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Join us for the 17th Annual James River Writers Conference, happening at the Greater Richmond Convention Center, Saturday, October 12th and Sunday, October 13th, with master classes starting Friday the 11th. This conference is an annual gathering in Richmond, Virginia, that attracts prize-winning authors and highly regarded editors and literary agents from around the country to share their wisdom about writing and publishing. Register today at jamesriverwriters.org, and we will see you October 12th and October 13th at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. Find out more at jamesriverwriters.org.
Titans, go!
When the Teen Titans go to the movies, they know the best way to travel is safely.
Hollywood, here we come!
Magic! And you know it's super.
To keep your child safe, be sure to use the right car seat for their age and size.
Exactly.
I know you're feeling.
We're finally on the big screen.
Have a seat, my dude.
For more information on finding the right seat, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Gotcha. That's some wise moves.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again. Thanks for all those that are listening in on the phone lines. Those are listening in from Facebook Live. Hello, hello. Those are listening in from Periscope. Hello, Twitter, YouTube, all of our streaming and broadcast stations. Thank you for checking us out. We're here in the virtual studio chatting it up with speaker, author, and vision expert Carrie Conley coming back up to the mic now. And so, Carrie, talk to us about this new book that's coming up.
Yes. So my daughter, who's 25, and I just co-wrote a book. It's in editing now. Charvette, it's going to come out at a huge book launch we're going to do in Phoenix, Arizona on November 11th. So we co-wrote this book because, unfortunately, we've been through a lot of loss in the past 5 years. We've lost my husband and my son both to suicide. And so we just felt very, very compelled that we needed to write a book. It's entitled Keep Looking Up, and it's sharing our story and also sharing the lessons we have learned through this journey so that other people can be encouraged by it if they're going through their own adversity or they're trying to help somebody else mm-hmm. go through something. So it's a very big, big project for her and I this year.
Well, let me just say thank you, for all of the future people who are going to read this book and be blessed and be able to keep moving another day, and that they will be able to keep looking up. Thank you for not kind of crawling under a rock saying, you know what, I'm just going to worry about me and my daughter. So I want to thank you for that you still able to talk. So, oh, you're welcome. Still able to talk about vision. Like, this is, like, listeners, this is who you want to listen to about vision, to still be able to have vision and resilience after what, you know, most people would not be able to make it through. And so we are grateful for you for that. And so, looking up and resilience and this vision piece and surviving and thriving, it's really all in there together, right?
Yes. Well, you know, it's a matter of perspective, Charvette. You know, and it goes back mm-hmm. to me saying earlier that when I was 26 and wrote my vision, not knowing what was coming, all of the work that I've done has prepared me for a moment of this, this moment, right? And so I am now even more crystal clear that this is my purpose than I've been before, because losing my husband, especially my son, who is 25, I am very, very aware that there are so many people right now that, because they don't have a vision and a purpose, they have very little hope. And that is a very scary thing to me. So that's what's fueling the book, and that's what's fueling me keeping going through all of this. Obviously, I took a long time off. It's not like I picked up and ran the next day. I took a year off, especially after my son died 2 years ago. My daughter and I had a choice. Like you said, we either curl up and let this take us down, or we use it for good. And we are believers that God does use everything for good. So we're going to do this for them and for so many people right now who need that vision and that purpose, which links to hope.
Links to hope. And I am in agreement with you. I'm a believer as well. And so I believe that you and your daughter have grace for this, and you will continue to have grace for this task. And so I think that's such a key tie-in, that the hope, if people don't feel hope, then they probably feel hopeless. If they don't feel empowered, they probably feel powerless. And so this is why the vision is. So if there are people listening saying, I'd like to work with her, or is there a way to work with you that you could share with people?
You know, like I said, I'm getting ready to launch this Do It On Purpose movement, and we're going to be putting that up on my website in the next couple of weeks. If they wanted to reach out to me and schedule a short little call to talk to me about their vision and purpose, they can also connect with me through my website, which is just my name, carrieconley.com. And then I also have an entrepreneurial platform. I still run a 9-week entrepreneurial, what we call SAM, the mastermind, with 6 other experts. So I touch on a little bit of everything regarding vision and purpose.
And that information is on your website, or how to have a consultation around that?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Fabulous. CarrieConley.com. And if you're hanging out at Charvette.com, the main website, we put the link for her website right there, also with the bio and her beautiful picture in this beautiful blue. So you're in the right place there. And then also all the social media networks. We've tagged on Facebook, tagged on Instagram. And so those are the great connection points there, listeners, to be able to connect and all of that. And so speaking, I know that, as a speaker, you get an opportunity to travel and go to a lot of different places. What are some of the most common things that conference producers and conference hosts want you to speak about these days?
Well, they always ask me about vision and how it relates to everything in life. So no matter what my stage is, I'm able to skew my topic of vision around their industry, their demographic, whatever that is, because when I speak, I talk about my top 10 reasons why vision comes before everything and why the title of my book is Vision is Victory, because when I talk about these 10 main points, Charvette, I can really build a case for vision, and it really is eye-opening for people because they think they have one, and when they hear me talk and these 10 top 10 reasons, they realize, wow, I don't have that. So it's always about vision and why the purpose, and a little bit more, of course, now about my story, now that I'm talking about what my daughter and I've been through. So I'm getting asked to speak more and more now about that and how vision and purpose helps people going through, some sort of adversity in their life.
That's good. And so could you share maybe one or two tips around that? We talked a lot about vision, but listeners, I really want this to soak. I want almost like a soaking rain. I want this to really soak in for you guys. And maybe this is a better question. Can you give an example of a poor vision statement? If someone says, well, this is my vision, is that maybe so people can kind of think, okay, do I have a vision or do I need to work on this?
Sure. Okay. So most people have what I call a hope and a wish and a prayer plan going on. So they use a lot of words like I'm hoping, I want, I'm trying, maybe someday. Okay. That's all just, you might as well buy a lottery ticket and hope for the best. So
right.
When I get people to write their vision, the difference with what I do is I get them to think about two non-negotiable things. One is time. We all only have 24 hours in a day. This day will be gone. We can't change it. And the second thing is age. So when I actually do my work, and when people do the work through my workbook or come to a workshop, or when I speak, I get people to think specifically 3 years from today. And so, because we all know it's coming, right? God willing, 3 years from today. And then we also talk about how old we will be at that point. And how old our kids will be, our grandkids, our parents, aunt and uncles, whatever, because most people don't think about aging and time coming. And when they start thinking about how old they're going to be, they start seeing life shifts happening that they aren't prepared for. And they also start seeing a whole different lifestyle they would like to create 3 years from now. And that gives us the game plan. So nobody takes a hope and wish and a prayer plan. It's very hard for people to put it down with dates, and that's the key. You have to put targets on it, or else it's not going to happen.
That is so good. And I don't think I have ever heard those kind of parameters specifically associated with vision. I think that is so key. There was a study that was done of 20-somethings and then kind of 60-plus-somethings about regrets in life. And the 20-somethings regretted all the things they did. I did this. I messed up in my first semester of college, wrecked the car, all of the things they did. But then the 60-plus-somethings, their regrets were the things they didn't do. I didn't go back to school. I didn't fix that relationship. I didn't start the business. And so I think your perspective of going into the future 3 years and like, okay, hey, are you going to have any regrets? The way I see it, if you don't kind of change the trajectory of things right now.
That's right. And that is the saddest thing to me, that most people do die with regret.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My goodness. And you host your own events, don't you, as well?
Yes. Annually, I haven't done one in 2 years, Charvette, because of my husband's, my son's death in 2017. But annually, I used to host a 2.5-day event called Vision is Victory. And it was a big event. And there is rumor that I might be contemplating doing that again in 2020, so we'll have to watch for that too. But yes, I do host 1-day events, I host seminars, and I have hosted two to three-day events as well. So be watching for that.
Okay. Be watching. And you can say, listeners, we heard a little birdie said that on the Charvette Mitchell radio show. You will remember hearing this. And so just for those that are listening and maybe have just popped in, hey, Facebook Live, hey, Twitter, hey, Periscope, how can they connect with you on all of your social media platforms?
Yes, so on my Facebook, it's just Carrie Conley. My personal page is Carrie Conley. On Instagram, it's carrie.conley. And those are the two biggest platforms that I'm on. I'm really a lot on those two.
All right. So that's where to hang out, listeners. That's where to hang out. And then carrieconley.com, the main website, which, again, if you're hanging out at charvette.com, listen to the show. The link is right there with her bio and beautiful picture. And so those are great connection points. And we've also tagged Facebook and also on Instagram. It's also tweeted and LinkedIn. We know some of you guys are there. We have information about the show there as well. And so the goal of my show, Carrie, is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we just want to know what continues to motivate you.
The need for this information is what motivates me every day. It's I can feel it, I can see it, I hear it all the time because I talk to so many people that they are really, really struggling. And so, you know, I have a lot of life left to live, and so that's what motivates me, is helping these people get it figured out.
Well said, well said, and congratulations again on all of the amazing work that you're doing, and also for you and your daughter, the upcoming book, and that you will have grace to see all of this through and do all of your book signings and events. Do you already have the biggie book launch event planned?
Yes, ma'am. November 11th in Scottsdale, Arizona. Yes, that is going to be a huge event.
All right, so we've got listeners all over. So if you're in the area, again, go to the website, connect on social media, and you can be a part of all of those great things. Well, our time completely flew by. It always does, right? But I am thankful for all of the work and everything that you're doing, and that we just had an opportunity to feature you on the show here, and we wish you much more continued success.
Thank you. I'm honored to be on, and thanks for helping me spread the message.
Absolutely. You are welcome. You are welcome. All right, listeners, that is going to be a wrap for today's show. Certainly, you want to check back next week. We have more dynamic, amazing women in leadership, women in power, women in business. Guys, you know what? You still listen as well. And sometimes we interview gentlemen as well, but we do interview a lot of powerful women, and we want you to stay connected. Thank you again for those that are listening throughout all of our live streaming platforms. And if you're hanging out at charvette.com, or if you're listening from a mobile app, or you might be even listening from an Alexa device, if you figured that out, we are grateful to have you. I'm Charvette Mitchell. We are signing off, and we're wishing you peace and love, and get working on your vision. Connect with Carrie. Go to her website. follow her and just get your life in order, get things in order. So 3 years down the road, you won't be looking back saying, I remember that interview and I'm not anywhere where I wanted to be because I didn't get my vision and all of that in line. So we were here today to help you with that. All right. We love you guys. We'll see you later on the web.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.